Hello, my name is Shamika. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
You need to get tested?
Oh, no, I'm not telling them. Somebody gave me the number. I was going to ask a question. If you keep going down there 2 to 3 times, the test for the COVID virus, and every time you tested positive, but you didn't have no symptoms, what do you do?
So you're trying to see what do you do if you've been tested positive but you don't have any symptoms?
Yeah, 3 to 4. You done did the 14-day quarantine. You done did 10 days. Now they got you doing 7 days. What do you do?
Okay, one moment, sir. Just allow me a few more moments, sir. I'm trying to get the information for you, okay?
Okay. Give me a few more moments, sir. I'm still trying to I'm waiting on the response. Okay. All right.
Still here, sir. Wait on response. I don't know.
Okay.
Have you tried going on the website?
Yeah, well, that was the lady was saying go on the website. She told me to say, like everybody else said, if you did 14 days and I went back, there ain't no need showing no symptoms, you got to be around people. She said, go check it up on the right website. Somebody went on, but see, I can't find it.
Let me see.
You know, I'm calling everybody. Like I told you, I ain't been having no symptoms. I started January the 7th, did 14 days, positive, no symptoms, did there, came back and did 10 more days, took it again, it was positive, no symptoms. Yeah, I went back yesterday, took it again, no symptoms, positive, then I ended up, when I just went to Montgomery, that's how, you know, tried somewhere else. Same thing, but I ain't having no symptoms.
So you saying you're not having no symptoms, but you keep testing positive?
And yes, exactly. That way, you know, I'm confused. I mean, you don't know what to do. You know, you don't know how many people that tell you that, say you can be around people, but you still testing positive. That means you got the virus. You got the virus. So why should they want you around people?
Okay, so thank you so much for holding. So, I did speak with someone, and they advised me to let you know that you have to contact your doctor.
Well, they told me. Well, I was going. They told me that I'd go back to work.
Your doctor told you to go back to work?
Well, yep. And told me like I asked them, well, give me a paper to let them know. Anybody know? Say, well, I got the virus, but put in black and white that I ain't contagious. You know, I can't pass it on. But now they can't. They say they can't do that.
Yeah, so we don't. Like, we wouldn't be able to have any control over that.
I've been asking questions about. I've been calling doctors, nurses. They tell everybody tell me the same thing. After 14 days, you don't have no symptoms. You go around people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going. These are 8 more days. Should I like that? I don't know.
So they told you quarantine now for 7 days.
Yes, I gotta go back Tuesday. Like I said, first I did 14, then the 10, 9-7. Then I took and went to another, urgent care in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
It came out positive, but you know, like I said, I ain't got no sense. I'm just in the motel spending money.
Hmm. But I would try, like, when your 7 days up, try to go back again and see when you get the test. But I don't understand if you ain't got no symptoms, how you. But they did say that. They did say that you won't have to have any symptoms to have the virus. But I don't know.
Yeah. I guess I never test positive. I never test negative.
Yeah.
But they had told me that 2 years you can have it, don't have no symptoms.
Yeah.
All right, then. I appreciate for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.